Again, a minute 14 left to go here in the fourth quarter, 64-61. The lead for the Tornadoes, looking at the foul situations, 10 team fouls on the Silver Streaks, so the Tornadoes shooting in the double bonus for the rest of the quarter here. And the Silver, as for the Tornadoes, they have 17 fouls, so the Silver Streaks still in the 1-1 bonus.
And McChristie with 18 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists in this one.
Just been on fire this whole game. Best game so far of the season. Gibson bringing it up for the Silver Streaks. Gets it over to Jones. Now to Meeker. Fires a three. That's going to rattle in and out. Rebound loose. And Cole Sheedy dove to the ground. Wrapped it up with Ross. Got the jump ball called. He had actually ripped it away. I thought they were going to give the rip to him and call him out of bounds because he was laying on the line afterwards. But they're giving him the jump ball. Regardless, though, it stays with the Streaks.
That's big, though, because now Taylorville has the possession arrow if another jump ball will happen.
Inbounds goes to Ross. Now the bounce pass inside. Missed the initial target, Jones, but it bounced right to Meeker, and he puts it in for the layup. Well, now McChristie driving in, kicks it to Livingston, gets it over to Rhines. No need for a shot here, just good ball movement to try to run this clock out. 1 point lead for the Tornadoes, 30 seconds left. Bounce pass to Rhines, and Jones going to be whistled for the reach-in foul. At some point they had to foul anyway, or else the Tornadoes would have run the rest of the clock out. But they still ran a good 20 seconds off there. Rhymes at the line now for the bonus shooting two. First free throw is no good. Rhymes missed a key free throw the other day against Dunlap. Coach McVicker saying he has all confidence in Rhymes as he won several games last year for them from the line. Rhymes hits the second free throw. Vickers telling me yes last night that he would trust Rhymes in that situation anytime. And now a timeout going to be taken here by head coach Mike Reynolds for Galesburg. And is it a full timeout? It is a full timeout, so we'll take a break. You're listening to coverage of Tornadoes Boys Basketball on Newstalk 97.3 WTIM and stream live at TaylorvilleDailyNews.com. Welcome back here to Dolph Stanley Court. The Tornadoes with a 65-63 lead with 23 seconds here in the fourth quarter against the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And as we were talking there a little bit off the air, would have really wished that Rhymes would have hit both of those, because worst comes to worst, all Galesburg would be able to do is tie the game.
Yeah, and in this situation, I think if you're Galesburg Coach Reynolds, you're on the road, you're in a hostile environment. Usually the rule is, on the road, go for a three in the win. At home, you might try to go for the tie.
Gibson with it, gets it over to Jones on the left wing. Up top to Meeker. No three-pointer there. Gibson now firing the three-pointer, missed it, but he is fouled on the shot by Livingston. That's a cardinal sin in basketball, is fouling a three-point shooter.
Oh, wow. Was he behind the three-point line? I wasn't sure if he got his foot in there, but I guess they do call
it. They signaled it was a three-pointer, so three foul shots coming up here for Gibson. Makes the first. Second one good as well. Third and final free throw. That one's no going to bounce off the back of the rim a couple times. No good. Livingston with the rebound. Gets it to Rhymes. Rhymes calling for a timeout here. And that's going to be the last timeout the Tornadoes have available. Oh my, it's a full timeout. So we'll take a break here. You're listening to coverage of Tornadoes Boys Basketball on News Talk 97.3 WTIM and stream live at TaylorvilleDailyNews.com.
Hi, this is Mary at Advanced Eye Care in Taylorville. Your eye health and vision is important to you, and the doctors at Advanced Eye Care are here to diagnose and manage your specific eye care needs. Fall is the time of the year when our lives seem to get extremely busy. Medicare and other insurance programs will start their deductibles over after December 31st. Don't miss your opportunity to use your insurance coverage for your exam. Call Drs. Blackman, Robbie, or Smothers Champley to schedule your eye examination today. Advanced Eye Care, modern eye care, old-fashioned caring.
Welcome back here to Dahl Stanley Court, a heart racer here in the final seconds of the game between the Tornadoes and the Silver Streaks, tied at 65. 9 seconds left on the clock in the fourth. Tornadoes with the ball. McChristie will inbound it, telling Sheedy to come up a little bit. Will Howard gets the inbounds. 8 seconds left, now seven. Will Howard has to push it up. Gets a screen. Driving in. Layup is good! With 1 second left, Kyle Will Howard puts it in and gives the Tornadoes a two-point lead. And the refs are going to converse to see how much time was left. The clock says 0.5, but I think there was about 1 second left, so they are going to add a little bit of time here. I believe Galesburg had called a timeout. No change to the clock just yet. Now I think the ref talking to both benches, now going over to the clock. 1.4 seconds is what they're putting back on the clock. So, but the bad news for the Streaks is they have to bring it up the full length, so they're either going to have to try a Hail Mary or a quick inbounds, maybe a dribble, and about a three-quarter shot is all they're really going to get here.
Yeah, you need a Christian Leitner to inbounds it in this situation and throw it into Grant Hill. That's about all you can have to go on. And well, Will Auer hasn't had a big game. That's just his eighth point, but big
what
players
big
come
point.
Up. Yeah, big players come up big in big situations.
Absolutely.
And that's what happened with Kyle Willauer there.
So the old saying goes, big time players make big time plays. That's certainly what Kyle Willauer just did. Well, I think my heart's going to need a little bit of a jump start after this. Whew, it's racing right now. This is exciting. Here we go, 1.4 seconds left, two-point lead for the Tornadoes. Ross to inbound it for the Streaks. Tornadoes playing kind of a prevent defense here. Ross looking, gets it into Gibson. Not going to get a shot off, and the Tornadoes win. Gibson didn't realize how much time was left there. I think Reynolds and Gibson both looking for a foul there as Gibson was bumped just slightly. But regardless, though, Gibson's got to have better clock management than that and get a shot off. Wow. What a finish here at Dahl Stanley Court. The Tornadoes ending the tournament with a 67-65 thrilling victory over the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Well, we'll take a break. Come